Texte numéro 68. Students, meet your new teacher, Mr. Robot. The boy, a dark-haired 6-year-old, is playing with a new companion. The two hit it off quickly, unusual for the 6-year-old who has autism. And the boy is imitating his playmate's every move, now nodding his head, now raising his arms. Yet soon he begins to withdraw. In a video of the session, he covers his ears and slumps against the wall. But the companion, a 3-foot-tall robot being tested at the University of Southern California, maintains eye contact and performs another move, raising one arm up high. Up goes the boy's arm, and now he is smiling at the machine. In a handful of laboratories around the world, computer scientists are developing robots like this one. Highly programmed machines that can engage people and teach them simple skills, including household tasks, vocabulary, or, as in the case of the boy, playing, elementary imitation, and taking turns. So far, the teaching has been very basic, delivered mostly in experimental settings, and the robots are still works in progress, a hacker's gallery of moving parts that, like mechanical savants, each do some things well at the expense of others. Yet the most advanced models are fully autonomous, guided by artificial intelligence software like motion tracking and speech recognition, which can make them just engaging enough to rival humans at some teaching tasks. Researchers say the pace of innovation is such that these machines should begin to learn as they teach, becoming the sort of infinitely patient, highly informed instructors that would be effective in subjects like foreign language or in repetitive therapies used to treat developmental problems like autism. Several countries have been testing teaching machines in classrooms. South Korea, known for its enthusiasm for technology, is hiring hundreds of robots as teacher aides and classroom playmates, and is experimenting with robots that would teach English. Already these advances have stirred dystopian visions, along with the sort of ethical debate usually confined to science fiction. I worry that if kids grow up being taught by robots and viewing technology as the instructor, said the head of the lifelong kindergarten group at the media laboratory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they will see it as the master. Most computer scientists reply that they have neither the intention nor the ability to replace human teachers. The great hope for robots, said the co-director of the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington, is that with the right kind of technology at a critical period in a child's development, they could supplement learning in the classroom. Adapted from www.nytimes.com, December 2010.